country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Country folks can survive.
Thank you for tuning us in here on Monday, March 30th, 2020. I'm James Kelso, your host for the Trump Phenomenon radio show. I wish I had an announcement kind of like Michael Savage. You know, I can't do it because I'm a tenor, but you know, the Trump Phenomenon, really low voice. And we'll be with you for an hour here, as we are Monday through Friday, every Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. We skip Saturday, come back Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And you're welcome to call in at 800-313-9443 to get in on the excitement. Let's see, where will we take the show here tonight? Well, of course, we'll talk about the Chinese virus and a few other things. And, you know, if I miss something really important, pick up your phone and call in 800-313-9443 so the audience can be apprised of that, because we try to stay abreast of what Donald Trump, this amazing man, is doing every day. And he had another amazing day today. But let me start out with a few self-correction for me. I'm just going to kind of review the stance that I've taken on the China virus and where I was right and where I was wrong, to sort of clear the air. And let's see, where was I wrong? And you can help me out on this. If you see some area where you think I got it wrong, help me out, help the show out by calling up. I think one area where I got it wrong was it does appear that this is a more serious than usual flu. I've said for some time, you know, this is just another flu. So, and that the left was blowing up, inflating a run-of-the-mill garden variety flu into a world crisis. I think I got that wrong. This isn't the Black Plague. It's not the Spanish flu of 1918, but it's a pretty serious flu. So I got that wrong. Donald Trump got it right. That, by the way, part of my theme here is going to be these areas where I got it wrong. Trump got it right, which is, hey, I like that. If we can do that more often, where I get it wrong but Trump gets it right, I'll take that any day. I'd certainly rather have that than Kelso gets it right and Trump gets it wrong, because then we're in trouble. And Trump is doing a beautiful, masterful job. One of the areas where I got it wrong, and this is a little complex, I think I did get it wrong. I thought that if the left can succeed in wrecking the American economy, derailing it, even if temporarily, causing enough economic household pain for Americans that they could thereby achieve their fondest dream, a special kind of dream for them. I'll just leave it at that, which is to get rid of Trump. So I was wrong about that, because they are the flu virus is setting the American economy back. And the hysteria generated by the left, they are, of course, going after hysteria, is exacerbating that situation. However, Here's where Kelso was wrong. On 2 points. A, they're not buying that Trump's to blame, and Trump is coming out as a hero. Nice. Nice. I didn't dare hope for that. But that's the way it's going. And then here's one. This is a new thought I haven't shared on the subject with you. The fact that they're wrecking our economy, you say to yourself, well, how could there be a silver lining in that? That's all bad, right? Which is how I started out with my thinking here on the subject. No, there is a silver lining, I think. And that's the kind of complicated. There are a lot of aspects to that silver lining, but to give an overall summary of the silver lining, it's this. Hard times for America may be, let's see. Hard times for our economy may be good times for our people. Let me formulate it that way. Okay, explain yourself, Kelso. All right. What's the prime matter of urgency for the survival of our people? Close the damn borders. Stop the invasion of the rest of the world, the non-European world, into our European country. And this applies to all our sister European countries. Well, as long as we're fat and sassy, making lots of money, super prosperity, booming, everything's coming up roses. My 401k is tripled. I'm blah, blah. I've got it made. I just bought another boat. I'm thinking now of getting an airplane, but I'm going to have to put in a landing strip, but I've got the money to do it. Should I put in the landing strip on my new property in Montana? As long as we're in that kind of a situation, it's hard to convince people that are that affluent that their situation is desperate. On the other hand, if we hit economic hard times, guess what? People learn how to snarl. They learn how to get mean. It gets serious at that point, doesn't it? So, like, how popular are Chinese in America right now? I don't know. I wouldn't want to be a Chinese to find out. Not real popular. People are pissed. How about the idea that the demon rats, they all raised their hand when they said free medical care for illegals. They all raised their hand, including sleepy Joe Biden. Well, how's that looking now, folks? Free medical care for scores of millions of illegals, now that we have a flu, a serious epidemic. Now that people are dying, now that people are worried, that demon rat idea really starts to suck. People learn how to snarl. So instead of letting it go, you know, I've got my boat, I've got my plane, I'm putting in my landing strip, I'm expanding my dock for my second boat. Ah, come on, you know, don't be mean to these illegals. You know, the guy's sick. You know, he needs to be in our emergency room. We can work with that. We can work around that. Well, can't now. I don't have the boat. I don't have the landing strip. They took back both my boats and my plane. And I lost my job. And as for free medical care, and I can't afford medical care now. So medical care for the illegals? Hell no. So now you see where I'm going with this, folks? A little bit of economic rough times might be might be what we need. And Donald Trump, who's going to be able to ride it out. In other words, put those two things together. Donald Trump's popularity is going up. He will be elected our president. And if he is elected as a president in hard times, when people now are ready to do what's necessary to close the borders, do what's necessary to tell the communist government of Red China to go straight to hell. That's what's needed. We need it. It needs to be okay to say to the Chinese, the way it was, you know, before Bill Clinton and his rolling out the red carpet, pardon the pun, to Red China to join the World Trade Organization as an honored member with full status. Before that, we didn't trade with Red China. The government of the United States did not trade with, we did not allow trade with China because they were viewed correctly as a brutal communist tyranny, which we would not assist by trading with, and we would not be a participant in by taking goods produced by their slave labor. That was the right stance. That was before Bill Clinton, when American trade with China was zero. And that's where it needs to go again. And you know what, folks? This Chinese virus is getting the people ready for that message. Hell no to China. Hell no to Chinese goods. Hell yes to Made in America. And seal the borders. By the way, this is, notice how places are being quarantined. They're being shut down. Lines and, you know, police tape and things are being put up so that people understand you don't go there. You don't cross there. No, you're not going to go out on the beach there at South Beach. No, no spring break, boys and girls. Getting serious. And you can draw lines. You can enforce borders. Okay, another silver lining to the gray clouds of both the disease, which is considerably worse than I thought it was, and to the economic, the crushing economic effect. What? Let's look at the picture now. You can see the beads of sweat on Chuck Schumer's brow and Nancy Pelosi's pancake makeup. The God, she's ugly. The inside and out. What is the left, the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, they're worried that people are realizing, you know what? To what do we owe this global pandemic? To globalism. Yes, boys and girls, this is an outcome of globalism. Had we been practicing nationalism, we wouldn't have this pandemic. If we had localism, we wouldn't have this, at least not this severe, a pandemic. We would have borders. Now, by the way, you know, yesterday I was praising Michael Savage, who, as part of his PhD at Cal Berkeley in a field of medicine, he wasn't in the field of epidemiology, but he took courses in epidemiology. He's a PhD. He knows what he's talking about. Let me make another salute to Michael Savage here. I forget what the motto of his show is, but he has it's something like he has that super baritone deep voice guy who goes, you know, what it is, you know, borders, security, language or culture. He's got like a triumvirate of things that he values there, which basically boil down to nationalism. You know, he says borders. Savage gets it about borders. Well, this epidemic is teaching us that no, kumbaya is wrong. And jetting all over the world with, we're going to buy all of our stuff is going to be made in China, et cetera, et cetera. You know the BS. So no, We're going to be homegrown. We're going to protect our culture. We're going to follow America first as our policy and worry about our culture and our people, our movement, as the president says, our family. So it's better than I thought. Donald Trump is greater than I even imagined. The outcome for him in this, I think, is sunnier. Notice that Joe Biden, there's no traction here for Joe Biden. Joe who? Huh? Joe who? Democrat nominee? What? Nobody's even thinking about it. They're all watching Donald Trump. They're all watching his press conferences. They're all admiring his leader. Not all, of course. But the left is freaking out. That's why Rachel Maddow is saying, she actually said on her show, I couldn't believe it when I heard her say it. I watched a clip of her saying the Donald Trump press conferences on the pandemic should not be shown. Whoa, Rachel, baby, you First Amendment broad. Wow. I didn't know you loved the First Amendment that much. I didn't know you were that much of an intellectual, Rachel, that you think the president of the United States talking about the most important matter facing every single person in America shouldn't be allowed on TV. Wow. Rachel, oh my goodness. Gee whiz, caught with your panties down. My God, you're a fraud. What a phony. You don't believe in the First Amendment. You don't believe in free speech. And you don't believe in intellectual honesty. In fact, you're not even an intellectual. You're just a creep. An ugly creep. Like Nancy. She doesn't have, I don't think she has the pancake makeup that Nancy does she? I don't know. It looks like either she worked on her eyebrows a lot or she needs to. I don't know which it was. In any event, she's still sweating bullets. Because this is panic time for the left. The president is doing fine through this. And so there we go. That's Kelso now, a course correction on things I've been saying. And let me know what you think. Call-in number is 800-313-9443. I'm looking at my call-in board now. I don't see any calls right now. But we've had some brilliant calls lately. Oh, and let me another course correction. One of our callers, and forgive me, I should remember each and every one of your names. One of our brilliant callers, I know you by voice. One of our brilliant callers said that Richard Burr ought to be thrown out of the Senate, the senator from North Carolina who sold his entire portfolio after a Senate Intelligence Committee hearing with Dr. Fauci. And then lied about the prospects of the economy. He came out of that hearing saying, hey, everything's going great, folks. But meanwhile, he cleared out his entire stock portfolio. Now, I was wrong on that. I said demanding that Burr be certainly stripped of his Senate Intelligence Committee chairmanship. I mean, come on. He's the chairman of the committee. Uh-uh. Mitch McConnell, uh-uh. You got to strip him of his chairmanship. And I saw Matt Gaetz, the great patriot congressman from the 1st District of Florida, saying just that today on TV, on Fox, of course, where else. And I agree. I agree with the caller. Who were you, caller? I'm just going to throw a name out there. Were you in Las Vegas? And were you Tim or Chris? It was somebody out there that I know all your voices. We got a break here, but... hey, I was wrong, caller. We'll be right back. Like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Call here from Dr. Kelly in California. Dr. Kelly, thank you for calling.
Oh, sorry, Kelso. Had to let the cat in. I wanted to cover a couple of points that I was able to pop into another show and give. And one of them was, there's a good book on my shelf, and I've got to get a copy of this into the local public library. And it's called, or the title is, What If Everything You Knew About AIDS Was Wrong? And the author is Christine Maggiore, M-A-G-G-I. Let me grab it. I didn't know you'd get to me so quickly.
Well, yes, I'm feeling repentant, so I got to you earlier.
Wow.
Well, yeah, but Dr. Kelly, apply this to the China virus right now. How does, make the connection there?
Like basically just fill in the blank and what if everything we knew about coronavirus was wrong? And it's got, I think, 248 references, and they're all scientific. There's comments by John Rappaport, Greg Louganis, the former gold medal Olympic swimmer, said stay away from the toxic drugs. And then Oprah's running around, oh, one in five heterosexuals will be dead by 1999. You know, how'd that work out for her? So, yeah, it's just, you know, do
well,
your...
Now, let me address something of what you're saying there. The Donald Trump, what's really bothering the left about this, now there's however, let's talk about the seriousness of the epidemic here for just a second. The and this is something new that's coming out. I haven't voiced this on the air, so this is new. I don't know, is anybody talking about this? This is the first epidemic, folks, where there's a lot of testing to see whether people test positive for exposure to the virus. This is the first one. It's never happened before. And one of the reasons for the, you know, just the very widespread testing is because the left is trying to launch a panic attack. And one of the hysteria elements they introduced is, we're not testing enough. It's Donald Trump's fault. We need more tests. Get your test. We've got to have tests. So that was one of the buttons that they pushed. Well, there are unintended consequences to their thing. As I say, be careful what you wish for. What it shows, I think one thing we will learn after this epidemic passes is that something people didn't know. In most of these epidemics, these flu epidemics, a lot of us would have, if we were to have been tested, many of us would have tested positive for exposure. I heard this, was listening to another talk show yesterday, and the caller, it's amazing, you callers are so smart, caller on this show said, you know, I haven't had the flu in 25 years. And he said, then he says, but you know, thinking about it now, the way this is going with this pandemic thing, and all these people who are, what do they call it, asymptomatic, they test positive, but they don't have any symptoms. He said, was that the case for me? Have I had the flu over and over again, but never had a symptom? So I thought I didn't get it. Now, here's the point. I've got a real important point in here, Dr. Kelly, on this. I think this is true. I'm the same way. I don't even remember ever having the flu, ever. That's why people talk about it. I kind of go, well, what does it feel like? What is the flu? How is it different from a cold? Because I don't even recall ever having the flu. So I've had colds, but is, you know, people say, well, that's not the flu. Okay. My point is this: we have in a typical flu, maybe 30, 40, 50% of us actually had the flu. That is, that bug went through our systems and our immune system, which I have correctly. I got that one right. That's our true line of defense, our immune systems. They've been so good that we never even knew we had the flu. So that's one thing that I think is coming out of this panic business. And then another thing that's coming out is, I'm kind of jumping all over the place here, but the left is freaking out about ascribing the responsibility for this flu to the Chinese. This is the Chinese flu. That's why they had a freak out when Donald Trump kept using, this is the Chinese flu, Wuhan flu. He insisted on that. He understood that this is a leverage point where we patriots, Donald Trump himself, we will do very well with this. That is, this is how we shut the door to China. Put the blame on China. No pain, no gain on this one, Dr. Kelly. It's because there's going to be so much pain in this flu that people are going to be willing to slam the door on China. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip.
Boy, they're not talking about me in that song. Anyway, we're talking about Big Bad Donald John Trump. That's who we're talking about with Big Bad John. And I was just talking with the engineer on this show, and he reminded me, Dr. Fauci has this article in the New England Journal of Medicine in which he says this flu is not that different from the flus we have every year. And so I'll throw that into the mix here, so rather than get too tangled up in mea culpas of whether, where I got this wrong. Dr. Fauci himself says that this is a, you know, he and Dr. Birx, they're saying in the case of the United States, they, this is a little bit more in the terms of numbers, that if the, what do they call it, the mediation efforts or the, no, it's not that. There's another word for it. Mitigation. If the mitigation isn't followed, there could be 100,000 to 200,000 deaths. But remember, in a bad flu in the U.S., a typical flu, 70,000 people will die. So that is kind of in the same ballpark. Okay, so get past that. Now, let me just get to another point here where I think I was right, and that is that these flus have a course that they rise, they, you know, flourish, they affect a certain number of people, in the case of the United States, killing from 27,000 to 70,000 people on average every year, and then they quickly evaporate. And in the case of this particular flu, what I'm seeing in the charts at the Johns Hopkins websites is that there are about 17 days of upswing in the graph on new cases. 17 days of like, oh, whoa, look out, people are getting sick. And then after 17 days, whoa, it drops off like a roller coaster, coming to the top of a roller coaster, and whoa, it goes down very fast. So in Spain right now, after 17 days of going up, and the number of thousands of people dying, not a huge number, in Spain, 7,000 people, they've had five straight days of fewer cases, fewer new cases every day. So 17, I think, is the key or the approximate number. And let's look at the U.S. And the graph you want to look at Johns Hopkins is down in the bottom right. There's a graph of new cases, and you want to look on the tab that's daily increase, daily increase. And that shows you whether it's increasing or decreasing yesterday and today and the day before. The U.S. hasn't reached that point yet. And Trump said that today. He said, I think it's going to be around Easter that we peak out and then we go down. I think he's got that right. We're at day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We're at really day 13 or 12 of our big upswing. So we've got at least 4 or 5 days by that 17-day measurement of further upswing. And then quickly, folks, here's the good news. It's going to go down. And then all this recovery that Donald Trump is talking about is then going to happen. Let's look at another country that's in this same boat, Italy. Italy, which is further along, they've had this epidemic longer than we have. So let's go to the Italian chart. Let's go out 17 days. And lo and behold, yes, they've been going down in new cases per day for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 days. After 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 days of upswing. So it's as if this virus is, you know, like it's an animal. It's got a life cycle that's kind of consistent. Look at that 17-day thing, folks, and you can come up with your own math and your own, you might say 16 or 18, but the Italians, it's going down now. Spain, it's going down. It's getting better. There's, you know, like Big Bad John, there's a light up above for them, and there will be a light up above for us. Let's go to another country here that's a little further, that's ahead of us. South Korea, look at their chart. Okay, they caught the virus earlier, and they're up. I'm just going to count it right here on the air. I didn't prepare this. They went up steeply for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 days, they went up steeply. Then, boom-o, they dropped down. And they've been going down continuously for 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 days. South Korea, their epidemic is really over. They're getting 50 new cases a day. That's it, in a country of 26 million people, or whatever the population of South Korea is. It's actually more than that, isn't it? I think it's considerably more. But anyway, the epidemic's over for them in South Korea. But they went up steeply in a scary sort of way. It would be scary if you're looking at those numbers. If your media wanted to panic you, they could raise hysteria. They go, whoa, today the total number of cases doubled, ladies and gentlemen. And then the next day, it doubled again, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to die. And by the way, that's more good news. Raquel So was right. You're not going to die. So that's good. Let's go to some Dr. Kelly, with your permission, I've got a few other callers here. Let's go to some other callers before we run out of time. Let me find you. Where are you, callers? We've got Dave in New York, Pat in Fort Worth. And our engineer, folks, we're going to go to you, Dave, next. Here's what Dr. Fauci wrote in the New England Journal of Medicine. And our astute engineer actually puts it in my on my screen here for me to read. If Dr. Fauci, quote, if one assumes that the number of asymptomatic or minimally symptomatic cases is several times as high as the number of reported cases, the case fatality rate may be considerably less than 1%. This suggests that the overall clinical consequences of COVID-19 may ultimately be more akin to those of a severe seasonal influenza, which has a case fatality rate of approximately 0.1%, or a pandemic influenza similar to those in 1957 and 1968, rather than a disease similar to SARS or MERS, which is Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome, which have had case fatality rates of 9 to 10% and 36% respectively. So that's Dr. Fauci. And he's no right winger. And he's no, you know, I don't think he's one of us. So our engineer is right. This is more akin, his language is this, that this influenza pandemic is more akin to mere epidemics of recent times or pandemics, but not akin to scary things with high fatality or mortality rates. So damn interesting, isn't it? Let's go to Dave in New York. Dave, what's on your mind?
Hello, James.
Good evening. Hi.
Yeah, I feel
your pain there in New York. What's up?
Oh, yeah, I spoke to you the other day on Sunday, and it's interesting. I think there's two things with Trump. One thing he got wrong, and he maybe led you down on the bad path, that this was not, you know, anything worse than the regular flu. Of course, that maybe is what Fauci's saying now. But I think it's worse than that. But I think he had to say that for a reason so people didn't panic. I mean, there was a lot of panicking going on in the stores and everything. And,
right.
You know, especially after you heard what happened in China. Now, one big coup was pointed out, and it was pretty obvious, too, but it was pointed out very well by Del Bigtree in his Trump versus Fauci Battle of Agendas video that's 2 hours long. He showed how Trump just crunched Fauci. Fauci was trying to get the vaccine and to hide the hydrochloroquine solution. And apparently this Russian doctor in New York City has treated 699 patients with hydroxychloroquine with 100% success rate. And some testimonials just saying, hey, overnight they're feeling much better. And then I also heard elsewhere, I think on Del Bigtree's show here, that a number of doctors in the city were using it. Somewhere I heard this, that they were telling that a number of doctors in New York City were using it throughout the city.
Well, Dave, you bring up a bright point. This is nice. This is just like a little cherry on top. You know, you can't count on something like this. But it does appear that Donald Trump, this genius, massive genius, with his common sense, he's looking across the scene here. And of course, guys like Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, of course, they're just wedded to the idea of vaccines. You know, vaccines are the all you. Everybody needs to get a vaccination about every 30 minutes for everything. And, yeah, you know, these people are just, you know, they're nuts on the subject. Donald Trump is not one of them. So he saw this data that you're talking about hydroxyquinone, and which was mixed with, I forget the name of the, there's an antibiotic that cocktail of the antibiotic mixed with the hydroxyquinone appears to have outstanding results, not only as a treatment for people suffering from symptoms of the China virus, it also appears to be it appears to help slow the spread of the illness by preventing people from shedding virions or virus. So it's got a whole bunch of benefits. And it turns out Donald Trump, you know, this is just it's a side issue. It's not central. But if Donald Trump in his genius actually happened to spot kind of a silver bullet, a miraculous medical treatment for this. He's really going to do this is great news for us, because the whole left, they just went jumping up and down like hyenas. Oh, the president thinks he's a doctor. Oh, he's going to, he's going to have people taking quack remedies, but it turns out it may be that he spotted some really good medical literature. And it does turn out that actually tens of thousands of and more doses of this are being given right now, and they appear to be working.
Yeah, and let's just hope they don't run out of it. Now,
oh, that's the other good news. Hang on, that's the other good news. And this is where Donald Trump, again, being a genius. It turns out hydroxyquinone, this is, Trump looked at this literature. He said, look, there's a thing in medicine. I think they call it an excellent safety safety record. There's a term for it that doctors use, which is this drug like generally safe? Is there anything I have to worry about? And this one, hydroxyquinone, is really safe. So safe that apparently most U.S. soldiers on their way to Vietnam were given hydroxyquinone as a preventive for malaria.
Yep.
And it works really well. And it goes way back, as I say, Vietnam, we're talking the 60s and 70s. Most troops were given hydroxyquinone. I read somebody said all of them were. And it's really safe. It goes way back. And to answer your last concern that it won't run out, apparently it's easy to make and there's tons of it.
Yeah. Chemically, it's pretty simple. Simple to synthesize that. I'm a chemist, so it's not a complicated molecule. The two other things that Del Bigtree said was he ignored the exponential growth when he was looking at the numbers of deaths, and so he was really making a mistake, downplaying the whole thing like that. And he also concluded that this Ferguson from UK, when he revised his death. His death total expected prediction from 500,000 to 20,000 in the UK overnight, simply because the UK said we're going to quarantine everyone. Well, that's totally going to change your model. But he didn't recognize that, because that was just news that came out on his show. And when we're presented things and we're on our feet, sometimes we make mistakes. So I don't blame him for that at all.
Well, and apparently, very good. And let's go to the U.S. number. The current death toll in the U.S. is really, and notice it's not going up. It's not folks, it's at 3,008. And that's by their own, medical establishment, claim. And I'm assuming they're giving us inflated numbers always. 3,008, that, folks, is not a big, fat, really nasty epidemic. I mean that's darn good. So and if Dr. Birx or Fauci, who said if we don't, and of course you put in stuff like this, by the way this is how the lamestream media lies. Fauci and Birx in their articles said if we don't do mitigation, we could have 100,000 to 200,000 deaths. Well, okay, yeah. Yeah, if you jump off a skyscraper, you will not survive. Okay, we are doing mitigation. We're not jumping off a skyscraper, so there aren't going to be 100,000 or 200,000. But here's how the lying, lamestream, fake news media quoted Birx and Fauci. The headlines were, Fauci and Birx say 200,000 dead. Okay, they didn't say that. They said if we have no mitigation. So the question is, what are they actually predicting with right now 250 million Americans are on lockdown? Most of us are on lockdown. Now, not here in North Dakota, but there is some lockdown here in North Dakota. There are things closed up here. And business hours are short. Go ahead.
Let me just say one other thing. The other point is you had a political economist on Toby Rogers, and he's got a PhD and an MPP, whatever that is. He said there's another cause for death here. The other epidemic that we're balancing this with is unemployment. He said the feds say that the jobless rate may rise to 30%. He said when there's such even 1% rise of unemployment results in X tens of thousands worth of dead.
Yes.
Because of all, either heart attacks or deaths due to despair. Of course, people shooting people, whatever. You know, so this is the other thing that these guys have to balance. And it's a significant thing that's not being brought out by the media.
Yes, exactly. There's definite mortality or morbidity to collapsing an economy. You're killing people when you do that. And Donald Trump gets it. He is the man. He is the point man who made that assertion. So we can be sure he's not unaware of this, and he's going in the right direction. Dave, hey, once again, look at this brilliant audience we have. You're a chemist. My gosh. Oh, thank you, Dave. All right, let's go to...
Hey, nice talking to you again.
You want to go through the break?
Only if you have something to ask me.
Please call again soon, Dave. Let's go to Pat in Fort Worth after this break.
Have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I believe we're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Pat, are you there? Come in,
Pat.
Yeah, Pat, what's up?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, I have had an idea, and I think I found somebody who backed it up. The guy's name is Perry Stone. He's a preacher, and he's on YouTube, and he has a sermon right now, word from God. at March.
What's his idea? Pat, what's his idea?
Okay, he says this is a day of reckoning, a worldwide reckoning. And we have just gone our own merry way, and God has put the reins on us.
Okay, well, I agree with Perry Stoneman. It is a day of reckoning. Yeah, Pat, this is a day of reckoning.
Look at the places that are hardest hit.
I'll tell you who God
against God.
Yeah, Pat, I'll tell you who God's going to put a reckoning on. It's the Chinese Communist Party. And it's not a day of reckoning for us, the American people, in terms of illness. By the way, hang on, Pat, hang on. Let me make my little speech for a second here. I'm telling everybody that notice nobody who calls into this show, nobody has yet said that they've had the virus or symptoms of any kind. And here's the thing. I think this observation I made, which we're not hearing enough of, Fauci was kind of almost mentioning it in his New England Journal of Medicine article. Think about this, folks. Through all these different flu viruses that we've had, like I'm 71, so I've been through 71 flu seasons. Hang on, Pat. I know I'm talking over you, but please let me do it. I don't recall ever having had the flu. So, and I haven't been vaccinated. I don't get flu vaccines, okay? So, the thing is, I have probably had a number of flus, but I didn't know it. Because this is what's turning up. So here's what I'm saying about this current, watch out for this number of, you know, cases thing. Because if it's very possible, ladies and gentlemen, that 20% of us, I'm just throwing that number out there, that 20% of us in this audience and in America right now have already been exposed to the Chinese virus, and it would test positive if we were given a test. Like, I'll just throw that number out, 20%. That would be, if we have 330 million Americans, 66 million. So don't be scared by the cases number. Whether the cases number goes up or sideways or down, don't worry too much about that. They're making so many tests now that the number may go up a lot. I'm more interested in deaths, because deaths are a much harder, solid number. And here's now let me get to this good news, folks. What we are seeing right now is that the curve after 17 days, I just verified it again. I just look at Switzerland. Their curve is going down. I looked at Germany. Their curve is going down. We're at day 12. Folks, of the steep rise. This week, it should turn around, and yeehaw is what we'll say there, Pat. We'll be saying yeehaw in Texas, because we'll see light. There'll be a light up above. Anyway, thanks, everybody. We'll meet up again tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse. See you then.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.